Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Governor Sam Brownback of Kansas has now been nominated as the Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, and he would work in the Department of State, moving around the world, promoting religious freedom and the values that we hold dear. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This position, Matt, is a very strategic position because we cherish religious freedom around the country, and we want others to understand and experience the same kind of religious freedom that we have and that we enjoy in America. But what happens around the world is there are many places where religious freedom is not allowed. In the Middle East, you only have one option in some cases. If you're a Jew or a Christian or even a religious minority, even within the Muslim community, one Muslim community goes against other minority Muslim communities. In other places like North Korea, there is no religious freedom. Religious freedom is something that's under attack worldwide. One of the things that brings us together as a worldwide church, different denominations, is this issue of religious freedom. So this nomination of Governor Brownback, I think, is a great pick by President Trump, who can be the champion around the world of religious freedom.
Well, it is. And religious freedom internationally, as you mentioned, is under assault. It is the human rights crisis and issue of our day. And domestically here in the U.S., it's the civil rights issue of the day, and it's under assault abroad. I mean, where people are actually being martyred for their faith, Christians around the world and in Islamic nations, as you point out, Matt. But right here in the U.S., there is a need for a focus on a return to religious freedom and religious liberty, because our religious freedoms here, our First Amendment guaranteed constitutional right to free expression of religion, is under assault at unprecedented levels right here in the United States, with the cultural Marxist left attempting to do away with religious freedom and secularize the United States of America and create an official state church of secular humanism.
You know, and we're very excited about Mr. Brownback, Governor Brownback, in filling this position. You know, he's proven himself. He's worked actively on the issue of religious freedom in several countries. He was a key sponsor of the International Religious Freedom Act of 1998. So he's just a perfect fit for this. The office monitors religious persecution and discrimination worldwide.
Yeah, and he's definitely been an advocate on the front lines for this. You know, the International Religious Freedom Act of 1998 and other opportunities that members of the Trump administration have include receiving an annual report every year that lists the different countries around the world in terms of their religious freedom and ranks them as some of the worst offenders and the best countries. And of those worst offenders, that list is provided to the President of the United States. The President of the United States then has the ability, based upon that list, to work towards sanctions and policy that ultimately would hopefully discourage some of the restrictions on religious freedom. It hasn't been used very much. The report comes out every year, but past presidents haven't really done much. But I think President Donald Trump will, because he has indicated during his campaign and since becoming president that he is going to be an advocate of religious freedom. Certainly he's been that advocate here for America, but also around the world. Governor Brownback, Matt, is a former U.S. member of the House of Representatives from Kansas, a former United States senator, and governor of Kansas since 2011. He is a believer. He has a lot of history, political history. He knows how to work the system, and he's somebody who will stand for values. He's been very strong pro-life as well.
Yeah, and again, we need to point out here, President Trump has really put religious freedom at the top of his priority list. And I believe he has done so not from a political motivation, but he recognizes the import of returning, not just domestically, but internationally, to a belief and a policy in practice that embraces religious freedom and that fights against any attempts to undermine religious freedom. He has issued one executive order already that's a good starting point here in the U.S. for religious freedom. There's a lot of talk that he is going to further solidify and perhaps even amend the executive order or issue another executive order that would protect freedom of religious expression, which is under assault here in the U.S.
You know, we had a meeting a few years ago back in 2014 sponsored by the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association in the Charlotte office of North Carolina. And they hosted some members of the clergy, all the way from Orthodox to Evangelical, from Russia, and other parts around the world as well. But one of the things that we had in common that brought the Orthodox and the Evangelicals together was the issue of worldwide assault on religious freedom,
right?
Particularly with either forced abortion or marriage or LGBT issues colliding with religious freedom. And as I travel around the country and even around the world, that seems to be a consistent theme, that people around the world are really concerned about the threats to religious freedom. Even in countries that enjoy religious freedom, not necessarily Russia per se, but other places, obviously there is a modicum of religious freedom in Russia to a greater or lesser extent. There's a modicum of religious freedom in other countries. And then there's some countries where there's just no religious freedom at all. You know, North Korea is a country that's going to be a real hard nut to crack. But in the Middle East, for example, innocent people around the world are imprisoned, not just in the Middle East, but certainly in the Middle East, tortured, and they're persecuted because of their Christian faith. We can be a beacon of light to help stand for religious freedom, this inalienable right that we have the right and duty to be able to worship our Creator.
And one way we do this through Liberty Councils with Liberty Relief International is we help those people that are actually there on the ground, people that are being persecuted, that are going without food and water because of their Christian faith. And so we are there to help partner with them through that.
That's right. We can help persecuted Christians and other religious minorities, and we are doing that through our Liberty Relief International program, Matt.
And Matt, you'll recall a couple of years ago at the last Awakening Conference in Orlando, there was a mobile truck that had, it was a display. Describe that a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. That was a tractor trailer, an 18-wheeler, and you would walk into the trailer, and you began with Holocaust pictures, and you quickly moved to what's happening in the Middle East with people being beheaded. A little girl was being held up by her father. I assume it was her father. She had a little frilly dress on, maybe 3-4 years old, max, but she had no head.
Beheaded in front of her parents.
In front of her parents, people who were just being unbelievably tortured.
They were put in cages and drowned by
ISIS.
Yeah,
and they were slowly lowered into the water. Oh my gosh. We all know about the person who was burned up in the cage. I mean, they're just unbelievable, unspeakable things. This is happening everywhere. The world often wonders, why are we silent? Why is the church silent? Why is America silent? Well, you know what? President Trump is not silent, and he's taken a very strong position by nominating Governor Sam Brownback, who will not be silent. So I'm very pleased to see this administration moving to protect religious freedom. We also need to have the church speak up, pastors and people in the pews speak up about our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world who are losing their lives, suffering, being tortured in prison because they call upon the name of Jesus Christ.
Right, absolutely.
You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, and part of our ministry is Liberty Relief International. LibertyReliefInternational.org is the specific website, LibertyReliefInternational.org, or you can go to lc.org and you can go to many of our various ministries, click on the About page, and you'll see many of the ministries and projects of Liberty Council, where we're advancing religious freedom not only here in America, but around the world. Be a part of this ministry and the various ministry outreaches and programs of Liberty Council. Don't be just simply sitting on the sidelines or wondering what you can do. This is a ministry that's making a difference, and you can be a part of it. We encourage your partnership and certainly your prayers for the ministry and for our brothers and sisters in America and around the world who are standing for religious freedom. You can go to lc.org. Remember to pray for Liberty Counsel. You can make online contributions to Liberty Counsel right there as well. Our address is there. You can mail in contributions. Without you and your prayers, we would not be able to do what God has called us to do. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.